Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Pastor Toby Gray coming to you from City on the Hill Ministries in Violet Mountain, North Carolina. And I want to greet you in the name of the Most High God. His name is Jesus. Some would have another name for him, but I have come to know that Jesus is the reason for the season. So I thank you for those who are on the phone line at this point. Thank you for dropping in. We're coming to you live on internet radio as well as Facebook, on internet radio at blogtalkradio.com/ In His Grip 7. blogtalkradio.com/ In His Grip 7. And on Facebook, it's Toby or Deborah Gray. And you can pull up us on that site. We're coming to you live. I hope everybody had a wonderful New Year. I'm sure the young people who celebrate Christmas, we pray that they were involved in Christmas activities that had to do with the real reason for the season, which is Jesus Christ. First of all, I want to give thanks to God, who is awesome and powerful in all that He does, and He never lacks. And He never slumbers. He's always on time. I thank you for my wife, my friends and loved ones, my apostle, Martin Griffin, who is in Cleveland, Ohio, and all the ministers of the gospel that have come under, that have preached under this ministry or have come in contact with us here at City on the Hill Ministries. We have a wonderful show for you today, a wonderful subject. It's a continuation, hallelujah, of what we were talking about healing last week. We talked about how God can heal you of any infirmity or illness because it's a new day. That's what I add to the title. It's a new day. Old things have passed away. Behold, we have become new in Christ. But the key thing is a new day. If you don't accept that it's a new day, it's going to be hard for you to understand or take in the brevity of this subject that we're going to talk on. The word day was first depicted or mentioned in the Bible of Genesis, hallelujah, when God called light day. Hallelujah. It was blessed of the seventh day, and the garden of the cool of the day, He told that to Adam. And on that, all of the fountains, on that day, all of the fountains, hallelujah. Let's turn to Genesis 1 and 5, and let's start off this wonderful subject, as I said. We don't have to be sick. We can be healed of any infirmity. Genesis 1 and 5. I'll give you a moment to get it. And it goes like this. Hallelujah. The Bible reads, God called the light day and darkness, and the darkness He called night. So the evening and the morning were the first day. So it is a new day. All things have passed away. Behold, we have become new in Christ. We accept this the challenge of the new day. In this day that we call the new day, we're going to be healed of infirmities. We're going to be brought into the newness of Christ. We're going to be, hallelujah, made whole in our beings, and this wholeness will subject us to wholeness in our physical bodies as well. But the wholeness that I'm referring to is the wholeness in your spirit. You have come to know the Most High God. You have been reconciled with the Creator, the one that created you. This is the wholeness of Christ that I speak about. I thank God for what he's done in this life, this young man's life, by the name of me. And I'm praying, and I know that others have the same demeanor. They feel good about themselves. I've been feeling good about myself after a bout with a very haunting illness. And at some point, Christians think that they can't get sick. But we don't have to be sick. We don't have to stay sick. We can be healed of any infirmity because it is a new day. Let me pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and praise you for this day that you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. God, we ask for your tender loving mercies to come upon us in this time of need, in this time of anguish, in time of despair. We ask him for your grace, hallelujah, to hold us and guide us through all of these arduous times. We ask him for your hallelujah, supernatural awareness, which we call, hallelujah, revelation knowledge, to come upon us in these last days so that we will have proper guidance. We will know which way to go, how to go, and how far we can go. I was talking to my wife earlier today, and I thank her for a word that God gave her to say that sometimes we can't be, that God has to touch us when he heals us. That isn't always the case. He can speak as he did the centurion for his servant. He don't have to. He just spoke the word. He spoke his word over that young man's life from the distance he was. And what did that young man receive? Healing and help. And he got up off his bed of affliction. So this is the order of this prayer. This is the reason for this prayer. And I hope that everyone that is within the sound of my voice gets to know Christ in the way that will cause them to come out of any of their infirmities, any of their down feelings, any of their aching and painful body, to come into the liveness and the fullness of Christ. It is in his name that we pray these things, because it's because of him that we know these things. We know that there's healing involved. We know that there's humility involved. We know that there's love, caring, kindness, hallelujah, long-suffering, joy in this way that Christ has set before us. Hallelujah. It is in his name that we pray it, and for his sake, because he is responsible for it all. And we say amen and amen and amen. I have been bubbling over with things to say concerning it's a new day, and that we don't have to be in any state of suffering or anguish or setback in any way. If we stand in the hand of Christ, if we stand, hallelujah, under the shadow of his wings, as the Bible says in Psalms 148, if we stand under his wings, we will receive that reward, a reward of healing and, hallelujah, wholeness, hallelujah. God, hallelujah, I thank you for the way you made it in this life called the life of Toby Gray and his family. We have been going through much, and we've gained much in our going through. And it's about the going through that makes all the good of what it is that we do as Christians. It's about the going through. Hallelujah. When God says he called the light day and the darkness he called night, he meant that this was the time that we would see at most. In the day, in the cool of the day, our eyes are open to the many things of God's creation. At night, we are more programmed and more led to lay down and rest and close our eyes until light comes back again for another day. Hallelujah. So as we venture in that area and talk about day and describing that night as well, we can assure ourselves that healing is for real and that God in his omnipotence is truly who he say he is. There's proof of this in his word. There's proof of it when you apply the principles of God and the word of God to your life. These things prove themselves overwhelmingly so. Hallelujah. Had we known Joshua in these days and times, we had known Joshua when we came into this world, had we known about Moses and all the patriarchs of the Bible, our lives would have been different. But it's because we had to learn of these things, things that have already come and passed, is that reason that we don't receive all that we should receive, and that we, because we don't know all that we should know. Hallelujah. That mass of gray matter in the top part of our body doesn't even and I ought to use all of its ability and strength. But with God on our mind, he's going to release in us that power that will make us whole and will give us the ability to help others as well as ourselves. Let's turn our Bibles again to the book of Joshua, one of the patriarchs of the Bible, a faithful man unto Moses, and a faithful man under the regime of Moses in Moses' time, and a faithful man to God. Hallelujah. We'll turn to Joshua 1 and 8. Joshua 1 and 8. Does everybody have it? I would tell you to read it if you was on the air, but that's not physically possible, you know, given the circumstance. But the book of Joshua 1 and 8, a little humor there. I'm going to read it to you. Excuse me. That cough has nothing to do with anything illness in my body. Believe me, I'm feeling very well, and I thank God for it. In the book of Joshua, 8th verse, it reads, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will make, you will have good success. Hallelujah, good success. This word that is being spoken of here is the word of God. And Joshua says that these words that have been transcribed into a law, into laws, because back there then they were as stubborn and as stubborn and dealing in lots of negativity. You know, they had to be given rules and laws to govern them, to get them into the right place of thinking, so that Moses and or Joshua, and in this case Joshua, could speak to them and they would get a clear view of what he was saying. The rebellion in them, because of their lack of knowledge of who they were, the rebellion of them and what they actually served as God caused all of this to happen. But Joshua, he was able to understand what God was saying to Moses. He realized that Moses was the one that God spoke about that would save his people and bring them out of slavery in Egypt. Hallelujah. So So that law, which Moses commanded to you, some scholars have questioned whether Moses gave the law to Israel, arguing that the laws found in the Pentateuch came from a much later time. Well, this is what they want to believe. There are many things that are believed about the word, but the word, again, verifies itself and justifies itself. It doesn't need any assistance in its development and going forth. Upon reading the word, you are intaking vitamins such as vitamin C, A, and B, and all of any other nutrients that help your physical body. The word has the same effect. It will keep all harm and danger from you. It will keep you out of situations that you have gotten into that you want to be released from. When you take these high potency vitamins and minerals and liquids all the same, you don't right away get the instant result. God has to allow time to work on you in that situation. In God's own time, the change will come. You will receive and know about that change as a result of this word having the power that it has and from whom it comes from. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad you know God? Didn't you wish everybody did? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Again, we don't have to be sick to be healed of any infirmity because it's a new day. This new day that we're embarking on is the day of our return, the return of our Savior, Lord and Savior. Don't think that it's not going to be anyone to return. Don't think that sky's not going to crack and Jesus, hallelujah, and all his fine regalia, all his power, will come through those clouds riding on a white horse. Hallelujah. That white horse is depicting purity. And that white horse is depicting strength. Hallelujah. But the true strength, the true power, will be in the Lord himself. Because he's been given all power by his Father in creation. Hallelujah. As he is the redeeming one, he is the one who brings redemption to those sin-sick souls. We understand the Trinity in relative to that term, that statement I just made. Hallelujah. Father in creation, God and Father, Son in the redemption, who he is, the Son to come to gain redemption to our lives, and the Holy Spirit, the power of God as a result of the Word of God being taken in. Hallelujah. The power of God, hallelujah, being taken in as a result, you receive the power of God on your life. And this power is a power that's unlike anything else you've ever seen. It has, it's far more reaching than you can think or imagine. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, also in the book of Joshua, in the 5th chapter, 9th verse, give you a chance to flip over a couple pages. 5th chapter, the 9th verse. This is the second generation in Christ of after Joshua, in Joshua's time. The second generation is after the generation of Moses. And the Bible reads, "Then the Lord said to Joshua, 'This day I have rolled away the reproach of Egypt from you, Therefore, the name of the place is called Gilgal to this day. This day. Now the children of Israel camped in Gilgal and kept the Passover on the 14th. It was a safe haven. No question about it. It was a safe haven for the people of Israel that they landed in Gilgal. Hallelujah. Joshua, being who he was, an avid follower of Moses, a faithful follower, hallelujah, was there to be the overseer in the situation that God had allowed him to be in. In the city of Gilgal, or the town, or the city of Gilgal, which was, I couldn't tell you where it was located, but it was in the east along the Mediterranean Sea, above the Dead Sea, and the area called Ammon back in those days was that these people had just finished being circumcised. They were all circumcised in that section. The king, when all the kings of the Amorites were on the west side of Jordan, and all the kings of the Canaanites who were by the sea heard that the Lord had dried up the waters of the Jordan from before the children of Israel until we had crossed over, that their heart melted and there was no spirit in them any longer because of the children of Israel. At that time, the Lord said to Joshua, make knives for yourself and circumcise the sons of Israel again the second time. So Joshua made flint knives for himself and circumcised the sons of Israel at the hill of the foreskin, and this is the reason why Joshua circumcised them. All the people who were who came out of Egypt, who were all males, all men of war, had died in the wilderness on the way after they had come out of Egypt. For all the people who came out had been circumcised, but all the people born in the wilderness on the way as they came out of Egypt had not been circumcised. For the children of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness until all the people who were men of war who came out of Egypt were consumed. Hallelujah. So here you would understand that God has the power. He has the power to receive you. He has the power to release you. He has the power to lift you up. He has the power to bring you into a new day. No one and nothing else can do this succinctly and successfully. You remember when he said that you would have good success? Well, that good success is based on your following of Jesus Christ. Your following of the word of God. Jesus hadn't been born yet, but as Joshua was and as Moses was, they were typologies of the powerful man that was coming after them. Hallelujah. There was a time on the mountain when Jesus called out. He was on the mount praying, and he called on Moses appeared, hallelujah, on the mount with him. This is an example of his power, proof of the fact that there's nothing too hard for God. When he prays, he raises the dead. When he speaks, the dead rise. When he stands off in a distance, the very presence of life just oozes from his body and is made to know. He is made known to the people. He is made known to the people that he is the one that God had chosen. Now, after Moses died, Joshua took over, and he took over as an intercessor for Jesus. Excuse me, for Moses. He did the things that Moses desired. He worked and acted in concert with the things that Moses wanted to do. So he actually just enhanced what Moses was doing. He gave Moses' life and ways more chance to perfect themselves in the eyes of the saints than any man or woman of God in the years to come after that. It seems as though plain is the order of the day with people. Plain, hallelujah, is what kids want to do. They want to play. They want to see Jesus in the pardon of them sin, their sins. And if they don't stop playing and take things seriously and allow God to work his perfect work in them, they're not going to receive the reward such as myself and you will receive for doing God's will. What is this thing all about God's will? That they will cause healing and health to your body. Well, the word of God itself is a strong tower. We go into the word and we're saved, sanctified, and Holy Ghost filled. We are saved in Christ. As those who don't, they become martyrs for Christ. They become martyrs for the word. They become word developers of the word themselves, but with no power at all involved. No power enlisting in what they do and what they say. Hallelujah. So this verse is just typical of the power of Jesus and the power of his men and women, of his men of God in this case. Woman would come down the line. Hallelujah. At one point, there was no opportunity for a woman to have anything to do with ministry. But that truly isn't a day thing for the day, because God has built, I repeat that, no respect to persons. He is going to see his will be done throughout, even if he has to make a donkey talk, even if he has to, hallelujah, raise someone from the dead and bring them back alive to be an example of what he can do. Lazarus was in the tomb, the power of God worked in a mighty way. Here's a case where God's power brought life back to the dead bones. Now, Jesus, knowing that after 4 days the body would start decaying and going into what they would call a state of maybe even rigor mortis is starting to set in. Everything is hardening, the blood that was in his body hardened. Jesus knew the cost of a soul was more than money could buy. So when he took on that form of man and became the perfect sacrifice itself, he knew of sacrifice. He knew what he had to do. He knew that he couldn't let man be the ruler over him and let man be his guide. So he wasn't led to go and say anything to Lazarus at the time. There were more people in there, but look at us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I had a thought about something before I paused. Again, we're talking about we not having to be sick, that we can be healed, that we are healed by the stripes of Jesus, actually. But it's a new day. My advice to you is to get in concert with this new day. Tie yourself into this day of Christ's coming back. Tie yourself into the ways of a right Christian living so that God will be pleased with you as he was pleased with his son, his only begotten son, the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Amen. Amen. If there's anyone that has questions, call in. The number is 347-850-1542. Or call us on our website. On our website, you can tune in on our website and see all of the interesting things that we're doing as a ministry, the things we're attempting to do in times to come. That website address is dgra84.com/inhisgrip7. Pretty long. Somebody told me that was a not an address. It was a formula for something. I said, yeah, it must be the formula for the healing and help that Jesus has given, has got for us. Amen, amen. My wonderful wife just walked in, and she's busy at work. She's going to be preaching tomorrow at our new facility, at our new church worship place, which is here in Pilot Mountain, underneath a building or a restaurant called Aunt B's Breakfast and Barbecue, located at 646 Key Street. When you come down and see the restaurant, if you're coming into town from the highway or from anywhere back behind the McDonald's or the one gas station on the corner or the PNC Bank, if you're coming in that way, you will see the sign up saying City on the Hill Ministries with Al Poynton. Well, we go right down the hill behind the building and up and into the attending service or activity that's going on. Very shy is he, the young man, when it comes to God. But I have some girls, I have some young ladies that have a desire. I have some ladies that have a desire to speak this word with power and authority. I know some ladies. At one time, it was not that a woman could speak in the light of God or under the light of God, but it wasn't God's idea. It was man's idea. So again, like I said, my wonderful wife just came into the radio room where we do our broadcast, and that's anywhere in our household or in surrounding areas. We just pull up our show on Wi-Fi and we go at it. But if my wife was so pleased to have a word in response, it would be so blessed. She's getting ready to preach tomorrow and she's preparing her message. Pastor Deborah Gray.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It is wonderful to always have the opportunity to be before God's people, even if it is through the medium of the internet radio system. And the radio system, of course, that we use is Blog Talk Radio. We thank God. I thank God for the man of God. I thank God for the word that he gave to us on New Year's Eve. I know he is laboring in this word for you now, dealing with healing. And the reason why, and I'm sure he's already shared that, is because of the wonderful, wonderful way that God brought us through a mighty storm during this past year, 2014, when he himself was in the hospital sick. And I remember hearing one of the orderlies say, "Oh, you're a sick man. You are such a sick man." And God heard it, and surely God laughed, because he knew what he was intending for my husband, and he knew that what the doctor saw and what the doctors intended, what the doctors thought would be necessary, all came to naught because God stepped in and did what he does best, and that is heal and take control of a situation and bring us out in spite of what things look like. And so that's why he labors in this message. And I thank God for the word that he's brought thus far. I also thank God for the word that he brought on this past Wednesday, when we had our worship service for Watch Night, because the message was a clarion call to the world, in effect, that you don't have to give up in your defeats, in storms, in circumstances that seem to just overwhelm you. You can cry out to God, and you know what? He will hear you, and he will not only give you second chances, third, fourth, fifth, 99th chances, but God will make ways out of no way for you in the midst of those storms. And I just thank God for that word, because it was a right on time word for me, and it brought me back to a time in my life when I needed to hear such a word. And I thank God for just how the Lord has blessed our ministry with the man of God, and with his insight and his wisdom and the love, more than anything else, the love that he has for God's people. So I don't want to delay anymore this opportunity for him to speak to you. And not him, but of course we always, and he does the same thing. We, meaning he and I and everyone else that we know in our circle here, as well as in Kentucky, as well as in New York, we have Cleveland. We have a large circle of friends, dear close friends in the ministry. Arizona, hallelujah. Our dear friend, prophetess, pastor, Anya Bahati. We always desire God to have his way through us. Enough of us. We want God to have his way. So as the Lord speaks to you through the man of God, I just rejoice with you. And surely we wish you all, as I'm certain he's probably already said, a happy new year. And we praise the holy name of our master Savior. Amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. That was Pastor Deborah Gray. And in short, now for this word, with this new day that we're coming into, the Lord says concerning a new covenant. When you talk about new, we're talking about the new promises, the new relationships that we're going to embark upon as men and women of God. There's no need for us to fret, cry, or have any loss of faith or honor in our being. God is a sure thing. He talks about the new covenant in him. He says, it is the better covenant. In verse 6, the covenant was made with Israel and Judah. Yet the church enjoys the spiritual blessings of this covenant. The word of God says that for if that first covenant had been faultless, then no place would have been sought for a second, because finding fault with them, he says, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in that day, in the day when I took them by the hand and he had them out and led them out, and led them out of the land of Egypt, because they did not continue in my covenant. I disregarded them, says the Lord, for this is the covenant that I will come with the house of Israel. After these days, I will make with the house of Israel laws in their mind and write them on their heart, and keep Israel, hallelujah, and keep Israel. The Bible says, and keep Israel. Now, where is that he says he's going to keep Israel? He's going to keep Israel because of the covenant that he's going to make anew. He's going to hold on to them because of the covenant that he's going to bring back and make anew with them with. The first covenant was for a time and a season, where the people who were in total rebellion and ignorant and living wantonly, he knew that there had to be even stronger and better covenant made with the people to bring them back to him. For they had strayed, left their way of worship and their knowledge of the true and only God. But God knew, again, the cost of a lost soul. It was more that was more than money could buy. And he took on the form of man and became the perfect sacrifice, his only begotten son. Hallelujah. Laid down his life. The enemy didn't do it. He laid it down for them. Hallelujah. That they would be able to ridicule and say the things even that they said to the father of nations, father of creation. Amen, amen, and amen. A new day. That conversation can go on and on and on and on. This new day not only refers to sickness and healing, but this new day translates into the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. This new day refers to his coming back again. This new day, hallelujah, is much important, a much important piece of information, a much important piece of the whole episode, God coming back to take his people back with him and seat them in heaven in mansions and have them walk down streets of pure gold. Hallelujah. If any of the people at this time were to go and be in that condition and see those wonderful things that God has for us, they would make a beeline back to earth to tell their brothers and sisters and family members that what was there to come. But everyone has to stand on his own tub bottom. They have to hold up themselves in the face of the Lord to be given righteousness as a second name or a middle name. Amen. Ooh, Jesus. Well, I tell you, this show was going to be a little longer than it is, but I think I'll bring it to a close. Don't let this year go by without you learning about God and his omnipotence and his omnipresence. Don't you let this year go by without you coming to know him in the pardon of your sins. If you want to know Jesus for yourself, yeah, get into a Bible-believing church. Find your Bible-believing church, a church that believes in the power of the Word and the evidence of the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues. If you don't become a member, attend a Bible study or so. Ask questions and see what it is that God is trying to tell us and through his men and women of God in his last days. There's no jokes about this. This is a true and living activity. once you come to step into the face of God and all his righteousness and all that he has for us, you will see, you'll probably hit yourself in the head or shake yourself and realize that, why didn't you do this sooner? It wasn't time for you to do it sooner. See, there's a going through process. There's a price you have to pay to receive this joy unspeakable, this love transformation, this great I am being in your person. We have to go through something in order that we receive something. And the going through is sometimes not as easy as it looks. But, oh, my God, what the receiving end of this situation is going to bring you. The receiving end is going to bring you nothing but joy, happiness, and peace in the Holy Ghost. Now, when we talk again, we'll talk about these typologies of the Lord Jesus Christ and why they had to be in numbers in this world. This world and the people in this world needed much remembrance. They needed much reminding, much information brought to their thinking. They needed more than enough to him who loved them to be their plight. I thank God for all of you. Have a happy new year and be blessed of God. For this is the day that the Lord has made. And the reason he created it because it's a new day in him for you and for me. To God be the glory. Be thankful for all you have. Learn to love God with everything in you. And don't allow any enemy spirits to come upon you. In Jesus' name we pray this prayer, and for his sake we say, amen.
Amen.